The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Are we finally, belatedly, going to see reductions in variable interest rates and fixed rate mortgage offers as well from the main banks? We have two guests with us in a moment. We'll hear from Brenda Burgess from AskAboutMoney.com. But first, Charlie Weston, co-author of this book, is worth €50,000. And of course, with us every week for Personal Finance on a Wednesday. Tell us about what AIB is planning.
Yes, Matt. From next Monday, the fixed rates will be cut by up to 0.5%, and they're bringing out a new 7-year fixed rate as well, which is interesting, 3.5%. And the variable rates are going to be cut from the 1st of October by 0.25%, which would save somebody on a €200,000 mortgage about €300 a year, more than €300. There's also cuts to the loan-to-value rate as well, which is the rate you... If you've got a lot of equity built up in your home, this can be a very good way to get a low rate because it's low risk for the banks. That those rates are as low as 2.75%. So look at mortgage
rates. Which is dropping down from well over 3%.
Yeah,
it's
0.35% cut there. You know, look at mortgage rates are still high in this country, but these are significant cuts. And the hope is that other banks will have to respond. I think AIB is kind of challenging the other banks here now and it's going to force them to do something.
Why is it doing this? Because for so long, there's been so much talk in recent years about overcharging for variable rate mortgage holders. Why have they suddenly decided to start cutting the rates now?
I think there's a number of reasons, Matt. It's competition. Obviously, AIB doesn't compete with these gimmicks, this cashback gimmicks, but a lot of people think that's a great idea. And Bank of Ireland, even though it's an awful lot more expensive on its variable rate, people respond to these cashback deals and they fix because Bank of Ireland competes on that, you know, it has decent enough fixed rates but not good variable rates. And that's one reason. AIB tell me that, you know, their funding costs have come down, so I don't want to pass some of that on. And, you know, they are the largest in terms of mortgage market share, about 36-37%, and they want to maintain that position. And the other thing that's interesting here is, and this impacts people on trackers, AIB don't see European interest rates going up for a while yet. I don't see them going up next year. You know, some commentators think European central bank rates will go up at the end of next year. AIB are not seeing that. That's why they're bringing out fixed rates, you know, up to 7-year fixed rates. So that's very interesting as well.
Brenda Burch, a 7-year fixed rate. That's a very interesting idea. Do you think many people will go for that?
I don't think so. We you know, that's still quite a high rate here, you know, to be paying. The 7-year fixed rate is 3.5%. You know, the average rate across the Eurozone is about 1.8%. That's the variable rate. You can fix for probably about 2-2.5%. So why would you pay 3.5% to fix for 7 years?
Because interest rates are not going to be low for 5, 6, 7 years' time, are they? Why don't you not, by locking in now, maybe be paying a little bit over the odds now, but as an insurance policy for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years' time, it might be great value.
Yeah, my gut feeling is that, and my campaign objective, that is in the Fair Mortgage Rates campaign, is to bring down mortgage rates. Irish mortgage rates, variable and fixed, are still way too high. So I'd probably be slow to fix for 7 years. There's a peculiarity in the market at the moment that although interest rates, the ECB rates at some stage will rise, fixed rates are lower than variable rates in many cases. And that doesn't make any sense. If I think it's probably worth somebody, if they want to fix, they should fix with Bank of Ireland for 3 years at 3%. And they get 2% cash back. So that is overall quite a good deal. And there's another thing that people should think about. If, for example, you fix 6 months or a year ago and you see much cheaper rates available now, ring your bank and find out how much it costs to break out of your fixed rate. Because then, if you can break out of your fixed rate, you could switch to another lender.
Because there usually is a penalty, isn't there, for breaking out of fixed rate
contract?
There
usually is a penalty, but there's a peculiarity about the way the penalties are calculated. And many people are reporting on AskAboutMoney.com that when they ring up, there is actually no penalty at the moment because of the way interest rates are going. So quite a lot of people are finding to their surprise that there's either no penalty or a very low penalty. And therefore, you could, like, there's one guy recently with KBC, he rang KBC, I can't remember what the rate was, he'd fixed about 6 months or a year ago, he broke out free of charge and fixed again for the same period at a much lower rate.
With the same bank, and they were willing to do that rather than to lose the business to another bank.
It's not a question of willingness. The actual mechanism for calculating it is now set in legislation. They don't have a choice, so this is not the goodness of their heart.
Okay, a lot of questions and comments coming in from listeners, so I'll go to you first, Charlie Weston. EBS rates, are they going to be brought on, given that that's part of AIB?
It is, yeah, and I spoke to the head of retail in AIB, Robert Mulhall, and he says, look, there will be some cuts at EBS and Haven, which is part of that banking group as well. But there's a different strategy there. EBS offers cash back, so you know, maybe that's the reason why that those rates do not tend to be as competitive as the AIB rates. AIB doesn't offer these cash back things, you know, which are incidentally are likely to be, they could be banned in legislation. You know, the Consumer and Competition Protection Commission has said that they're gimmicks. You know, people don't understand. People don't understand them.
What's wrong with them?
You're getting cash now, but you end up paying more in the end because the rate you're paying, the interest rate you're on generally tends to be higher. But people like the idea of getting some cash now. And Permanent TSB took it one step further. They offer you cash back at the time of drawdown. They're also saying now if you're a new mortgage customer, they will give you cash back every time you pay your mortgage as well. So, you know, people love those kind of incentives, but I think people who have a very pure view of competition think that they're not good value.
I've looked at this and you can switch, and if you're depending on who you're with and what you're paying, you can actually end up getting cash back from Bank of Ireland
and then moving again, Matt.
And ending up actually being on a lower rate than your existing lender is charging you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is the problem with cashback. You know, if you have a mortgage and you want to shop around now, you can switch, you can get a lower rate and you can get cashback. The problem with cashback is they're funding it through charging the existing customers who don't switch, who don't listen to programmes on personal finance or read about personal finance, and they are paying for the people who do switch and who can switch. A lot of people can't. So the reason that, you know, people are calling for the cashback to be banned is the banks would be forced to compete on a simple thing, the interest rate. So you would look at AIB, Bank of Ireland, KBC, and you see which is the cheapest rate. At the moment, it's a little bit like the health insurance. People look at it, they're confused, and you know what? When they're confused, they don't do anything and they end up overpaying. So it's really in the interest of consumers to ban cashbacks. But while they're there, people should avail of them.
Okay, a lot of comments coming in. Listener says, does AIB have a maximum age of 65 on mortgages? That restricts people's ability to switch. That's an interesting question, given that we're heading towards where everyone is going to be working till the age of 70. And yet, if you're in a situation you want to take, say, a 30-year mortgage, you have to get your mortgage before you reach the age of 35.
They generally have a dim view of people, you know, what the old retirement age was, 65, and they tend to be kind of old-fashioned about that. Yeah, you know, this.
But I'd imagine there must be lots of people even in their 30s listening going, hang on a second, am I going to be restricted in the length of the mortgage I can get because they're looking ahead to when I'm 65?
Yeah, and even though the ESRI and the government are talking now about bringing the state pension age up to 70, you know, so it doesn't make sense.
One of the lenders, I'm not sure which, does go to 70, but it's generally speaking 65.
Okay. AIB has developed a terrible reputation for granting mortgages. They need to attract custom, hence the cuts. Is there a case that some of the banks are actually very slow now to give approval for loans?
Well, what tends to happen is when people are looking for homes and it's so hard to find a home, what they tend to do is they get mortgage approval from a number of banks. So they go looking at houses on a Saturday morning and they might have mortgage approval from four or five banks in their back pocket, and they'll take the one which gives them that bit more, you know, or it's the better rate. So, you know, that's tends to be what happens. There's a lot of mortgage approvals out there and they're not all drawn down. So the banks need to be competitive to attract in people to actually draw down their mortgage approval.
The banks do want to lend. Some people are saying the banks aren't lending. The banks will lend if you can repay the mortgage.
Yeah, that may only be in the last year or two, though. Charlie Weston and Brendan Burgess are with us here in The Last Word on Today FM. Some more of your comments coming in. Malin Drogheda says, my French friend just signed a fixed rate mortgage on an investment property in France for 1.8%. We've been robbed in this country as usual, even though we bailed these banks out. Unless we get serious in regulation in this country, this will continue. I suppose that goes to the heart of your campaign, Brendan.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you hear people saying, I've come back from Belgium and the rates available in Belgium are 1.7%. There are rates of 2.2% fixed for 20 years. Irish banks claim that the Irish borrowers don't like fixing. We would love to fix. If somebody comes out with a fixed rate mortgage for 20 years at 2%, I'd say you'd have half the customers fixing.
Listener says, fix my rate, you must be joking. I fixed in 2006 for 5 years and interest rates hit the floor and the bank wanted 17,000 to break my contract. It's all a question of timing, isn't it?
It is, and you know, people who fixed in the last year or so, if they try and get out of that fix now, it's likely to be extremely cheap. It's worth checking. what the rate is.
Faker in Dublin says, I recently switched to KBC from PTSB, got a decrease of 1.2% on my interest rate and €3,000 towards legal fees. It's not as straightforward as the ads suggest. It took a few months, but well worth the effort. Reduced my repayments by €50 a month and took 3 years off the term.
Well, that is a good deal. And you know, it just shows you that, yes, there is a bit of legwork involved in it. Of course there is. It's a big financial product, but when you make savings like that, that's another PTSB, well worth it.
PTSB is very expensive. Nearly any customer with PTSB, they could switch to almost any other lender and it would be a lot cheaper.
Another listener says, KBC don't offer mortgages and self-builds. Which bank is the best for a self-build?
Oh, I wouldn't know the specifics of that.
Grand. Ulster Bank is offering a 4-year fixed at 2.6% rate. Another listener says, my bank can't tell me what the total cost of a mortgage is. They have to tell you,
they
don't
do
they?
Tell you that.
They have to tell you what the overall payments, what they all add up to and what you'll have paid off over the course of 25-30 years.
If you know the interest rate and how long the term is and the amount you're borrowing, you can put it into the mortgage calculator.
Should
on,
they have,
on
they have
consumer
to give you a
help,
yeah,
but they to be honest with you, even if they do, that figure isn't really relevant because, you know, a mortgage is for 20 years. You're comparing payments in 20 years' time with payments today. The most relevant figure is the interest rate or possibly the payments over 3 years if there's cash back and you want to factor that in. I mean, I wouldn't get hung up on total repayments and stuff like that. It's meaningless in the long term.
And finally, lads, listener says, why can't we take out loans with the European banks?
They have to be registered here. It's a legal thing, you know, to secure the
title. We're all part of the great European single market.
There was issues with Ulster Bank where they had their registered kind of mortgage operation in Belfast and the repossession cases were thrown out until they sorted it out and brought that back down to Dublin. So it's a legal thing often, you know.
And the European banks are reluctant to lend in Ireland because they're scared of the fact that if we don't pay our mortgage, there's very little a bank can do. It's extremely difficult to repossess a house in Ireland. And I think if that's changed, it may make it easier. It may bring mortgage rates down further.
Brenda Burgess from AskAboutMoney.com and Charlie Weston, co-author with Carl Dieter of This Book Is Worth €50,000. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.